Is back for an afternoon matinee show. This is one of the first that we've done a matinee show, so we're real happy to have all you folks here and bringing some of the kids along, which is great. And you're being a treat for some real great bluegrass music today. I just want to let you know of a few things coming up real quick. If some of you guys have not been here before, we are a full functioning acoustic music shop and music school. Our second floor is all of our lesson rooms and classrooms, and we have lessons for kids of all ages and adults for all kinds of instruments, from guitar to banjo to fiddle to mandolin to bass, piano, drums, voice, ukulele, and a bunch more. So anybody's ever interested at any age to learn, this is a great place to do it. We just have a few events coming up that I'm going to be real quick with. Friday, May 31st is our next concert here, and it's Alan Mundy, Don Sternberg, and Greg Cahill, two banjos and a mandolin. It'll be a really great concert. Saturday, June 1st, we have an Alan Mundy banjo concert, so if there's any banjo players out there, we have a great, workshop. It'll be Alan Mundy banjo workshop, and it'll be a really great event if you like to learn how to play banjo. We do have, coming up May 10th, I don't have the flyer for it, they are around. We do have a fundraiser that we support at the Smoky Mart, the old Jenny Steakhouse across the street, which is going to be a fundraiser for the Frankfort Bluegrass Fest, which is a two-day free bluegrass fest that's going to be held July 13th and 14th, right on the Village Green out front. So we do have some flyers around. They're being updated. This is not the full information, the full lineup, but these are ones we've had. For the Bluegrass Fest, and we also have flyers for the fundraiser. You can buy tickets here for $10 or they're $15 at the door on May 10th, and all that money goes to fund the nonprofit organization, the Frankfort Bluegrass Fest, to put on this fest, which we are going to have the Hillbenders back for the fest for 2 days. And other acts at the fest that we have booked, we have the Boxcars, Adam Stuffy and the Boxcars, the Special Consensus. We have Donna Ulysses and the Poor Mountain Boys, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, Illinois Rail, Bluegrass Escape, Dog One, Oak Street Ramblers, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, and we have a bunch more. So it's going to be kids' activities and all. So that's July 13th and 14th. Anyway, I'm going to bring these guys up here. If you make welcome from Springfield, Missouri, the Hillbenders, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. a Sunday, and I'm really enjoying it for one. And I want to just extend an invite. If anybody's got any questions at any time, shout them out or raise your hand. Anybody got a question right now for us? If not, we'll just keep playing. Right. Voted best looking bluegrass band 2012. We are the Hillbenders. And, we're gonna move right on along here, folks. What do we got? I shouldn't be introducing this, should I? I should be capable.
Yeah.
I'll
sing the same thing.
It's gone one way trip. guys have seen the Hillbenders before? How many of you guys have not ever seen the Hillbenders before? Wow, that's a lot of you. Awesome, awesome, really cool. How'd you guys hear about us? All at once. Okay, that won't work. All right, so here's how this worked last night. I told everybody about this place out in Colorado that we play. It's called Steve's Guitars, which Steve is the guy who owns Down Home Guitars here, but it's a different Steve anyway. It's out in Carbondale, Colorado, and we played the show out there. We played a few shows out there, and every time we go, we notice this really cool phenomenon with all the all these amazing guitars all over the walls that cost more than my car.
What car?
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, so there's this really cool thing that happens when a crowd gets really pumped up and into what's going on, and you make a whole lot of noise, and then you stop all at once, and all the strings are going to ring, and it's going to be really cool. So I need you to make a ton of noise for me when I lift my hand up, just like this. You guys going to do that for me?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Every time the thunder rolls, it makes me think of you, and it goes to win.
around. Make you feel ashamed. I had enough of your crazy love. Tell me who you're gonna blame. You gotta find yourself another lonely man. Make you break his heart the best you can. Cause I had just about all I can stand. The game is over.
South Plains College, actually, and they hired him away, and he moved to Missouri and joined the band with Alan Muddy. Yeah, he was studying under Alan Muddy, which, short side, are there any banjo players in here today? We got two. That's two more than we had last night. All right, so much for the banjo jokes. So anyway, he moved up to Missouri and joined that band, the Arkham Rangers. They ended up splitting up about 6 years ago, I guess, and Grady was still off in Nashville, and they wanted to start a new band, and he called me up. It just so happens that he was my roommate at South Plains College out in West Texas. Poor guy, yeah. And he had moved off to join this other band a couple years prior, and he called me up and asked if I was interested in coming to play or start a group, and
And I moved up to Missouri about 2 weeks later, and the rest is history. And then about a year into it, Gravy came back on board, decided he hated Nashville, which I can't blame him, really. He moved back to Missouri, and we courted him for a little while, and he finally decided to jump on full time, and we couldn't be more thankful. So that's how it all happened. Speaking of, you guys like the sound of that there, Dobro?
Yeah.
He's going to do a tune here. Make him welcome, if you would, please, from Polk County, Missouri, Mr. Chad Gray. What Gray? Thank you.
Dust me off for
Practicing on this versus practicing on something else, it eats up a few hours every day, usually.
As a group, we practice once a week for about 3 to 4 hours.
Anybody? Other questions?
Are you having as much fun as it looks like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be doing it if we were.
Why do we name the band?
Oh, boy.
We have an old band, the Arkham Rangers, split up, and then we got this configuration together. We were looking for a name. Nolan and I were touring with a girl named Cindy Wolf at the time, and we were sitting in the back of this van, and we just came up with every band name that you could possibly think of, you know? And they all sucked. And we were just like, what is going on? But the road manager of the previous band called me up on the phone and he said, you know what? He's like, you know, it'd be a really great name is the Hellbenders. And I'm from California. I have no idea what a Hellbender is. You know, it's actually a salamander that's indigenous to the Ozarkian region. And he said that and I said, Hellbenders? That's awesome. And he's like, no, I said Hellbender. And I said, but I like Hellbenders. And so I brought that to the table, and then shortly after that, we had a meeting, and it was between, it came down between the Walking Sticks and the Hellbenders. And what's funny about the Walking Sticks is we already had our promo already set up with it. We decided that we were going to have the bug, the Walking Stick, with the Walking Stick. You know? And,
can't steal it.
And that's copyright. So I'll get to the meat of it. And so it came down to it, and it was between the two. You know, Nolan's a big guy, you know? He's got some muscle behind him. I'm a tall, lanky dude. And I was like, well, we'll arm wrestle for it. Because he wanted Walking Sticks, and I wanted the Hellbenders. And I just got ruled, you know. And so it was the Walking Sticks, but then I turned to them and I said, well, I hope the Walking Sticks are putting out ads for a new banjo player.
Totally renamed.
And then we became the Hellbenders.
Well, we had a great time. Thank you so much. I tell you what, Bluegrass is all about a tradition. tradition, and one of the big traditions in bluegrass music is jamming. We don't do all bluegrass, but we definitely have 1 foot right there in the bluegrass genre. So we're going to get our lovely host, Steve, come on up and play one with us. What do you think about Steve-O, guys? This lovely guitar shop here.
Which is very rare, you know. People either come up to you and say, can you play that song from that movie, or can you play Deliverance, or can you play the Foggy Hilltop something, you know, and it's just like, well, he knew the name of the tune, and I can't see very well.
Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Yeah, there he is, right there. And he said, can you play that Foggy Mountain Breakdown? And I said, well, you bet. Here's the Earl Scruggs tune.
Thank you.
betcha. Any other questions before we move on to another tune? Anybody else? What you got? A better question is probably what other instruments don't each of us play. This guy in particular actually plays 15 instruments, 12, something like that.
Saxophone,
drums, keyboards, guitar, bass, fiddle, a little bit of dobro, a little bit of banjo.
Cello, I just picked up a cello.
He was playing it.
How much for the cello, Steve?
Did I see one on accordion one time?
I always enjoyed playing a lot of different instruments, and sometimes when you're a jack of all trades, you can't master one in particular, but it's always been my flavor to kind of experiment and write on different instruments. So.
A killer theremin player, actually.
Mark can play a mean guitar, and he's a songwriter. We're all songwriters, and old Gravy Boat Johnson, you can find him sliding around on just about anything. He made his own crutch steel guitar one time out of an actual crutch. He plays table steel, pedal steel. And Nolan fiddled around on guitar, bass, fiddle, and we were at the jam last night. We actually all got blisters on our fingers from playing the bass last night because Gary wasn't playing the bass anymore. So we're all up here with blisters on our fingers.
Any other questions?
Earlier about the wood, this is a quilted maple with a striped maple neck. These guys are Smithers, British Columbia. They're 14 hours north of Vancouver. Like, oh my goodness, it's a long way north Canada. And they build excellent instruments. Dobro came around in the 20s, if anybody doesn't know. Invented by two Czechoslovakian brothers living in California, the Dopiera brothers, Dobro. So that's where the name came from. And then later on, Gibson decided to trademark that. Now you can't call it a Dobro, technically, unless it's a Dobro brand. But that's kind of silly, I think. But anyway, everything's played with a slide. My strings are very high off the frets. You can't, couldn't push those down if you wanted to.
Thank you.
things a little bit differently. Like, I never really thought it was that interesting when I was a kid as far as the cool factor. Right about the time I started playing when I was 11. My great-grandmother's the only person in my entire family that ever played a musical instrument. And she taught herself to play piano as a kid and played in the local church around home there. And a family friend gave her an old dobro and an old guitar years and years and years ago to give to her two sons. And then my grandpa got a dobro. And so then whenever I was about 11, he'd already passed away and I already had it. It was mine. Rather than getting into school band, saxophone or drums, they said, here, why don't you go do this? And they gave me some lessons at a local music store, much like you're sitting in right now. They had a theater in back, and all the instructors would put a show on every Friday night. And that's how I got started playing, by way of that. And then was pretty much bluegrass all the way until in the last few years I've branched out into just about everything you could possibly imagine. And that's what makes the Hillbenders a lot of fun, is because we're not like a typical bluegrass band. Usually, people in a bluegrass band grew up playing bluegrass from the minute they were kids, and that's all they've ever played. Whereas Jimmy played, as we said, plays everything, and Gary plays electric bass, you know, slap funk style stuff before he ever got upright and before we started a bluegrass band. Nolan comes from opera background, has had opera vocal training, and also singer-songwriter is in Texas. And then Mark brings in the rap influence in the situation. And if you think that I'm kidding, I'm not. He has a group called Focus Clan back home, and that's what he did before he discovered banjo. Ask him about that story. It's a good one.
How many of you guys in here take lessons? Anybody? Cool.
Very cool.
You guys keep it up, because that's where it all starts. That's where the inspiration comes from. So I'm glad to see that. Are you guys having a good time this afternoon? Very glad. We're really glad to be here with you guys. We're going to do,
Good band out of KC. They're on hiatus right now, but you might have seen them if you like acoustic music. The Wilders, check them out. I like Sheldon, Betsy, and the boys. Hey, little Tom.
here's a song that has no words, but it's supposed to capture the scenario of a male deer, a buck, prancing or strutting across an open field. It's called the buck strut.
Bring this up here.
It's just down home.
It is right down home.
So, friend.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
supporting us this afternoon. Thanks for supporting everybody here at Down Home. Don't forget about the festival in July. We'll be back in July, and then hopefully again maybe this winter. Who knows? We'll see. But it's been a great, great time up here this afternoon. It was a fantastic time last night for those of you who were with us. Thanks for coming to both of these shows. We appreciate you. You guys have been fantastic. Please give yourselves a round of applause. I hope you guys have had a good afternoon here with us. Give me one more of these. Big and loud. Come on. Thank you for pleasuring me with that. All right, so we're going to do one more song and get out of your hair. We're the Hillbenders from Springfield, Missouri. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. we're gonna do another original one here and wrap it up maybe with a little bit of a barn burner. Where's Steve at? Ah, there he is. All right. All right. This one's called Lost Your Way. Twitter. Instagram, all the other stuff out there. We'd love to have you guys as our friends out there. We also have CDs and shirts and hats and koozies and all kinds of stuff out on the table outside, and we'll be signing autographs when we're on our way out. So thanks again. We'll leave you with this.
Back.